Hi, my name's Peter Bradley.
And I'm Doug Osborne.
And I think we've both been thinking about transportation lately.
A lot.
I bike, and you bike.
Yes.
And I walk, and you walk.
Yes.
But we both own cars.
Yes.
We own two of the 7,849 cars and personal vehicles in Sitka.
That's right. And how many adult drivers are there?
It seems like there's around maybe 6,700, 7,000 people of driving age, so there's more personal vehicles than there are people of driving age. If you were to take all of those cars and line them up on both sides of the road from Sawmill Creek to Halibut Point Road, you would fill both lanes. That kind of blows me away. That means that in Sitka, on this island of 14 miles of road, we're collectively spending between $25 and $50 million on our personal vehicles every year.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
That's a big investment in holding on to the current system.
And the current system is fueled by oil. Of the 7,800 personal cars and pickups, there's about 40 that are electric vehicles, and then the rest are gas powered. So the gas comes from out of town, and gasoline's from oil, and oil's a finite resource. And so at some point, this system is going to change. It's going to change fundamentally because we don't have enough oil to make it 500 years. And even if we did, if you look at the issues with climate change and pollution, it would be unwise to go any longer with a system that has so many fundamental problems. So what are we going to do? And the exciting thing is that this transformation that will happen is something that Sitka could be a real leader in. I think that Sitka is well positioned to be an inspiration to the rest of our state, nation, and maybe the world. And we have so many assets and so many things that will help us. So first of all is a clean, renewable supply of energy from the dams. And that could fuel a full complement of electric vehicles. We're also so close together because of our proximity. Walking and biking is very doable. And then on top of that, we have some compelling reasons to lead this change and to make this transition. One is that, of course, people care about their kids, but we also have an affordability issue. And the kind of transportation system we've been thinking and talking about is one that is fair and affordable, and that's going to help with that problem quite a bit. So I hope that some people will join us in thinking about this and even talking about this.
We're going to have our first transportation transformation conversation at the Island Institute at 304 Baranoff Street at 7 p.m. on August 24th. That's open to everybody. Come on out, join us, and chat with us about the way we move.
Thank you.